Probably the most significant weather feature right now going on in the U.S. really has to do with the river and stream flows. We still have flooding underway in parts of the Midwest, the Delta, and the Tennessee River Basin area. And the weather conditions as we go forward through this next week to 10 days are certainly not going to support much of a change. Now, the rivers and streams are probably at their peaks right now. We'll start seeing the water recede. But a storm system underway today and becoming more significant tonight and tomorrow before ending on Friday will likely produce another quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain, most of which will be runoff and will end up with the rivers rising once again, but not into a worsening flood situation. I don't think that's going to happen for a while. We'll see this process repeated one more time next week with another storm system producing a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain, some local 1.5 inch amounts. And so the soils are going to stay saturated. We're not going to see enough warming to firm up the ground, and the runoff from each of these systems will keep the rivers running high. Now, that's not a big deal unless we get a bigger storm system coming up here a little later in the month of February or March. If we don't do a better job in bringing the river systems back down a bit on their levels, there could be a more serious flood event at some point down the road. So we're going to watch that. I do think the contrast in air mass temperatures across North America will become rather stark once again, and we will have the stage set for a more significant storm system somewhere later in February, perhaps. In South America, the situation there is fairly good right now. Most of the soil conditions in Brazil and Argentina are almost ideal. And of course, recent forecasts for record-setting Brazil soybean crop are out there. Some of the corn in southern Brazil has suffered from dryness in Rio Grande do Sul in particular, from December in particular, but the impact is probably not going to be all that great. Now, we do have a change in weather coming up. The southern portions of Brazil will see net drying for the next 10 days. And at the same time, Minas Gerais will likely see some very heavy rain, 3 to 6 inches, some local 6 to 10 inch amounts will occur, and the ground is saturated in that particular area, so all that's going to be runoff. So we'll hear about some flooding, but keep in mind that Minas Gerais is more of a corn-producing state rather than soybeans, and so the impact on the early maturing soybeans is probably not going to be that great. Still worthy of the news, though. And in Argentina, we're going to see some drying conditions also occurring there as we go forward through the next week to 10 days, and eventually that country will start seeing some moisture stress in the south because the ground's going to firm up rather quickly. Now, there's been a lot of good moisture in Argentina here recently, and I think the country's crops overall are in probably the best shape they've been in all season long. So a little stress returning in another week or so might be an issue, but it probably wouldn't be a big deal unless it lasted a second week. And it still looks as though Australia is on the road to recovery of sorts. They had significant precipitation this past weekend, and that helped to ease some of the moisture stress, but it didn't break down the drought. It did put out a few fires, and that's really good news. But there is so much moisture deficit still lingering in eastern Australia that it'll take a long time of frequent rain to replenish that soil moisture and water supply situation. And I don't see that happening right now. The seasons are going to have to change in order to generate the kind of rains we need. And what we really need there is a La Nina event, which tends to produce abundant rainfall in eastern Australia. But La Nina is probably not going to occur for at least the next 10 months and maybe longer. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.